Monday, November 2, 2009, Board of Corrections and Board of Commissioners meeting, 4 p.m.
I turn around and I just like come down that side.
Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the side wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Okay, call the roll, please.
Buskay?
Here.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Here.
Gomez is absent.
Gomez is asked to be excused as he is on vacation. I think that's what he's doing.
Oh, I'll make a motion then.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sorry. I'll make a motion, Jim.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner Gomez. Call roll.
Buskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes,
thank you. You have the minutes for the previous meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Corrections, deletions, comments? Call roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Next item is approval of the payroll claims, and I've gone through them. No problem.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payroll claim. Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now we'll recess to the Board of Corrections. So we'll call the Board of Corrections to order. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to this room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call roll.
Buskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Gomez is absent.
Okay, he's asked to be excused.
Move to excuse.
Second.
Thank you. Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner Gomez. Call the roll.
Buskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Thank you. You have the minutes of the previous meeting that were sent out some time ago. What is your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Questions, comments, deletions?
Thank you.
Call roll.
Brody?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Curran, you have the floor. Thank you.
Here, you get the jail report here for the month of October. And the average prison population appears there on the first page. What that boils down to essentially is that the jail had an average daily population of 101 county inmates during the month of October. The daily average since May has been 102. The daily population for the United States Marshal Service for October was 22, which was a two-year low. Marshal Service income was $44,652.40 for October, which brings the calendar 2009 income to $721,637.27. And fiscal year income is $219,838.90. Now, we do have some additional money to collect from the Marshal Service for overtime and mileage for the month of October, which is about $1,500. So there'll be another about $1,500 to what I show there. We should get about $49,000 from the feds, or $47,000 from the feds. The jail is currently 4%, or $107,000 under budget for the first one-third of the fiscal year. And I received a certificate in management of small jails from the Bureau of Prisons, National Institute of Corrections. I attended a training last week at the National Management Training Center in Aurora, Colorado. And that is essentially where we are for the month of October.
Okay, question. When did you go to that school?
Last week.
Did you cut, Blizzard's nose, right?
We did. We got Blizzard's at the end. Well, we had two people here from Colorado when they were Blizzard in on this. Yeah, we got literally snowed in. The academy was open for 2 days, and we went to the academy, they provided buses, and it was pretty slick. They took us to lunch in vans and really treated us pretty well. The next 2 days, they came to us, and we had a meeting room in the hotel. We never left the hotel for 2 days. But we got it done.
Okay. Questions for Terry? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Any questions? Let's see. Board reports on the jail. Member reports on the jail. Any public comment about the jail? Anything that wasn't on the agenda? Emergency business? None. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn the Board of Corrections. Call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
McKay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
That is adjourned. Now we'll go back to the Board of Commissioners. Reconvene. First on the is Craig or Mark here. Okay. You have the floor. You do not need to sign in because your name's already on the agenda. Thank you.
My name is Tom Pillen. I'm with the Brassfield Power District. Craig Pulte is not here today. He's ill, so I was nominated to take his place. With me today is Mark Becker from our communications group, and also Wayne Boyd, the area director for Nebraska Public Power District, is also in attendance today. What we'd like to do, if at all possible, here is to give you an update on our project. We want to communicate and promote this transmission line project we're proposing. Is the South Sioux City 115 kV transmission system expansion project. We want to go on record tonight to update you on our project and to encourage open communications regarding this project and the developments in the future that we're having. The project need is in regards to the significant load increase and load growth here in South Sioux City regarding the industrial, commercial, residential load in the area. We're going to talk about the planned industrial expansion that is requiring this transmission line project, looking at potential growth from an economic development perspective, and also the need for system reliability for load growth in the area. The project need is really because of BPI, Beef Products Incorporated, is planning a major beef processing plant expansion in the South Sioux City area. Currently, BPI's load is 7.65 megawatts. The projected BPI load by 2013, which is in about 4 or 5 years, is 53 megawatts. So that is a considerable expansion. To give you a comparison, Northeast Nebraska Public Power District's total load is 56 megawatts. South Sioux City's total load is 35 megawatts. Burke County Public Power District's 19 megawatts. Cumming County Public Power District is 15 megawatts. Dakota City is 5 megawatts. So this is a big, substantial load growth in the area that BPI is proposing and that Nebraska Public Power District has been asked to meet. So this is why we're proposing a transmission line project in the area within the city limits within Dakota County to be able to meet this load in the next several years. Next slide shows basically South Sioux City's area electric load growth in megawatts, and this is based on a 2013 projection. Basically, right now in 2008, last year we were near 80 megawatts. By 2013, we're looking at 140 megawatts increase, and this is the BPI load only. Okay, so this is what we're projecting. Any questions up to this point? Okay. Our project scope area, the next map shows the area that we're studying. We're looking at routing, if possible, two separate transmission line routes in the area, and they'll be about a length of anywhere from 13 to 14 miles. We're going to be leaving out of our Twin Church substation going east. We have a substation located on C Avenue, and also we're looking at another possible loop around the Sioux City area as a possibility. So this is our project study area, which will be that we've showed at our previous open house meeting here about a month ago, and we'll be having open house meetings in January once we narrow it down into corridors within the study area. The project was approved by our board of directors in the spring of 2009. We have an extensive public involvement siting and routing process. As I mentioned before, our study area open house meetings were held on September 29th and 30th. Our corridor meetings is planned for January 2010. Once we have a preferred route, we're going to be preferred alternate routes. We're going to be announcing that in March 2010. The PRB hearing, which will go for approval, will be announced later on. And then the final selection, we're hoping for a route by the summer of 2010. Once the route has been finalized, we're going to start engineering design in the fall of 2010. Easement acquisition will start then in the fall of 2010 through the spring of 2011. And once the right-of-way easements are acquired, construction will start in the fall of 2011 through the spring of 2012, in time to meet the in-service date of 2013 to meet BPI's loads. This is kind of a thumbnail sketch of our project schedule. Are there any questions?
Do you plan to follow road right-of-ways, existing road right-of-ways, or section lines, or the cut fields in half, your poles? Or?
By state statute, we have to follow half-section section lines.
Okay.
There will be no diagonal routing. In regards to the city limits, we'll follow probably as much city limits or city right-of-way as much as possible. But basically, we have not determined a route yet. And we're still in the analysis stage looking at possible routes at this point. Like I said, we're looking at a study area, what you have in your map. We're going to be announcing corridors with possible line routes by January, and then we'll look at specific alternate routes in March. And hopefully by this summer, we'll have a final route.
Did you have good turnout in your hearings?
Our first round of open houses, we had about 52 people attend. We hope to have a better attendance the next round here in January. Once we get more specific corridors, people will have a better idea where they stand.
Any other questions from the board?
I passed out the presentation, also a packet that everyone will be receiving at the open house meetings.
Anyone in the audience like to ask a question? Seeing none.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We'll be stopping by and updating you a couple more times as we go through the process in this project. It's our intent to have a proactive engagement, keep you guys in the loop since you are the elected officials. We want to be proactive with you instead of reactive.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We've had good working relationship with you all.
Great, thank you.
I know
you appreciate that. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next item, Mr. Powell.
First item, I believe, is the expansion. I didn't bring my agenda with me.
That's close.
50-50.
That's what I said. That's close.
Okay, first one officially is the voice logger. When we got hit by lightning about a month and a half ago, we sustained some damage to our voice logger, the communications logger. It records the incoming 911 lines, some administrative lines, and all of the radio traffic. It's going to cost us about $8,700 to repair it. That will take care of the things that are obviously wrong with it. We don't know what might show up down the road. We also have the option of replacing it at a cost of just over $17,000. And what I would like to do is take the insurance settlement, apply that towards a new one, and then we can start out fresh and have something that we know won't be failing us again down the road. So the expenditure out of our set-aside fund would be about $8,500,
$9,000. Okay. My question is, how old was it?
The one we have now is between 6 and 7 years old.
It's about outlived its life?
It is at the outer edge.
Is the insurance that on it prorated by its lifespan, or is it a certain percentage of the cost?
The insurance will pay for the cost as if we were to repair it.
They pay the repairing cost, I see.
Yes.
So that would be $8,700?
Be about half.
About half of it. Mm-hmm.
Also, the one that we have now has a 24-channel maximum capacity. To add another channel would be a little over $4,000. The ones that we're getting priced as replacements will be 32-channel capacity.
Okay. Is this information, or you're just letting us know what you're up to?
Asking because it will be over a $5,000 expenditure, asking for your permission to proceed.
Tonight? You want that permission tonight? Is that what you're asking?
I would like it.
Okay. Any problem with it? Okay. Any problem with voting on it?
Mm-hmm. He's got there a motion to replace.
Okay. Have a motion to replace?
I'll make a motion to replace the voice logger that was destroyed by lightning. Second.
Check. Motion made and seconded to replace the voice logger for the LEC. I would point out that first you apply the insurance to it, and then what the remaining cost is split 50-50 between the county and the city, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just so that I'm just trying to clear the air.
When I leave here, I go to the city meeting tonight. With the same information.
All right, any questions from the board?
Is there a way to protect that from lightning?
It's on a surge suppressor. The building is very well grounded. I've talked to electricians. I've talked to grounding specialists, and they say you can do whatever you think you can do, and there's always that chance that it can happen, and they think that's what got us. We don't know exactly where it came in. We assumed it came in from the tower in the backyard, but we don't know that for certain. The only thing that we've been able to determine for certain is that there was excuse me, a lightning strike within 1,100 feet of the building at that time. But now it could have been dead center on the property, or it could have been 1,100 feet around. Mm-hmm. That's as close as they can pinpoint.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Public questions? Okay, call the roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Fiskay?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay. Next item.
Okay, our next item, I'm asking permission to proceed with the expansion project. We will be meeting, and I go from here to the city again on that. We will be meeting as a planning group on Monday the 9th, and we'll be meeting with the architect at that time, offering up our final changes. Right now we have their best educated estimate. Once we sign the contracts, they will go out, they will get bids, and we will have what is called the guaranteed maximum price. The project would actually start in the spring. The prices would be bound. They would be good. Nothing can go up. And that's what we would like to do.
Okay. This is an informational item, right? where you're going.
I would like your permission to proceed.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to let Pat proceed with the expansion project for the LEC.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve the LEC expansion project. Let it, so it'll proceed. Questions? Public? Call roll.
Buskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Last thing, not on the agenda, but last week, Bill said we had some people in from Colorado. They were our National Incident Management System instructors. Chairman McLaurin and Mr. McNair spent 5 nights and the greatest part of Saturday attending the NIMS class for levels 300 and 400, which are highly suggested for administrators. I hope and I think they found it interesting and enlightening. I won't say 100% of it was interesting, but I think they found it for the most part to be well worthwhile, and I want to thank them for taking their time to do that.
We found it informative.
I'm glad.
Very good.
Thank you.
You want to make any comments there, Dick, about the course while he's there? You want to make any comments about the course?
No, it was a good deal. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's a long time. Yes, it is. A lot of meals. Yep.
It was all right about
that. Yeah, it was really interesting, you know, to work in a group. That's what I'm saying is. Do you want us to let you know when it comes around again? No. Okay.
Unless it's one day. Right, Randy?
Randy was there representing the sheriff's department.
Bob was there right behind you there, too.
Yes, yes. So we had a good turnout. We had 32 people. We covered a fairly broad geographic area with our people that were participating, and it went real well. So, but I do want to thank you for being there.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next, Mr. Peters, representing Dakota City.
Thank you. I'm here today to ask you to join me and make application to the Nebraska Department of Roads for what's called a collector route. Collector route is the feds apparently have something that's called federal functional classification. It's a way by which you join two existing major thoroughfares together. The reason you consider doing it is because it's a option for maybe some additional federal financing. As it, you can see the letter there that I've written, drafted, to take to Simcoe with their approval tomorrow and Wednesday. The next page shows you the corridor request itself. What it would do is run from 129 down to Pine, across Pine to 20th, and 20th down to Broadway. The reason for the request is because we have a substantially increased interest in industrial development in the area that's drafted in pink. I'm concerned that it may not get a lot of attention because it does, as it shows on the next page, it does have limited traffic and the traffic counts that were done about 4 months ago. We're also looking at something hopefully that's a couple of years down the road, and now is probably the time to start see if we can have those roads considered in the future as funding requests are made available.
You're asking for us to support this kind of
right. Because C Avenue is in your county, not in Dakota City.
I think it's a win-win for Dakota City and Dakota County, and I would so move to designate C Avenue as a collector road.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to support the Dakota City plan. This is also in connection with South Sioux City, correct?
Right. Lance and I are discussing.
All right. Questions from the board? Questions from the public? Okay, call roll.
Rudy?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buscaglia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate your time, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Moving on to the miscellaneous agenda, we have the comprehensive master agreement between the county of Dakota County, Nebraska, and the Fraternal Order of Police. This has to do with the correctional employees master contract.
They have not returned a signed contract yet.
They haven't returned it, so I don't see, we don't take action until they do. So we'll carry it over. Going on, next is commissioner reports. Road committee.
We talked to, Dick and I met with Fred, and I'll go over the first item here, the Ridge Road. After our last meeting, I did call several landowners in that area that weren't able to come to our last meeting, and didn't really talk to anyone that would approve of closing that road permanently. One would like to have it open, closed, seasonal, but, you know, I don't think that's possible. Fred might know more about that, but, you know, if you look at that road, it's the only road to get to Thurston County. It's the only road that goes south from Blyburg between Homer and the river, which is about 7 miles. So it's the only access that we have to enter Thurston County from the Homer area. I just think that it's in our best interest to leave it as it is.
No action needs to be taken. Okay, we don't need to take any official action. We just, no action means we leave it as it is.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Next item then.
I'll let Fred cover that. He's done a little research here.
I talked to wrote a letter to the young lady. I don't know if y'all got one, but I gave one to Bill and Dick. I sent to her. Well, I'm going to meet with her, find out the problem and the landowner, see if we can settle it that way, just to see if we can move these crops over out of the right-of-way. I haven't heard back from her yet. If anything changes from that, where I have any trouble with landowner or something not agreeing on it, we'll probably go with the stop sign. I'll have to write a request to the Department of Roads.
But for questions, right. Questions for Fred? Anyone? Thank you, Fred. Commissioner report. Any reports you'd like to make?
I don't have anything.
Okay, I would point out that we did attend the meeting on emergency management, and it was a good session. I think a good time was had, and we learned quite a bit. If nothing else, we learned a little bit of respect for emergency management planners. At least I did. Next thing I have is this is the update on the budget. Let you know where we stand percentage-wise. Anything in red means they're over. Anything under means they're within the budget. So the other thing I had was I passed out updates to the salary study. For you to put in your book and study. We're coming up to a period when we really need to set the salaries for the next 4 years on the elected officials. So that has to be done by, I thought it was by the 1st of January. What is the date?
I believe it's within a couple weeks there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the exact date.
I would suggest that we do that by in the December meetings. And the reason I say that is because you get to January 1st and people start filing for offices. And their filing fee is based upon whatever we set the salary at. So I'd suggest that we get that done in December. So, I'll recommend or request that it be put on the first agenda in December. And if you're not ready, then we'll just table it to the next meeting. But we'd like to see it done in the month anyhow. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Public comment. Is there anyone in the audience would like to address the board about any item that was not on the agenda? Betty? We need to have you sign in, please. Bill's in charge of the pen.
My name is Betty O'Neill, and thank you for letting me.
Need to speak up, Betty.
Okay. What I wanted to find out, if I could get what it cost at this recent trial that we had, I wonder if Mr. Pfeifel could get me those figures. I'm thinking that probably we weren't charged for the attorneys from the Attorney General office, but if there was some other charges, could I have a copy of those?
I would suggest you ask the court up there, the courthouse, to, they'll be submitting the claim.
That comes out of the county attorney's office?
I don't know. I would guess it would come out of the clerk's office, clerk of the court's office.
And when will that be?
Pardon?
When will that be, this time?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Were those this time, Ted?
I'm sorry?
Were those charges given to you this time?
I believe they have been given to the office.
Okay, I would like to have copies of those, please.
That's, to me, that's up to the clerk, court office. Go up and talk to her and see what she can give for it to you.
Okay, I can do that.
I don't have that.
Okay.
Okay. You know anybody up there?
Slightly. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Betty. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Yes, sir. I need to have you sign in.
My name is Jared Raymer.
You have 3 minutes.
Won't take that long. My name is Jared Raymer. I live on North Shore Drive, and we have a severe pothole and rutting problem going on. And I've lived there about a year and a half to 2 years, and it's always been there since I've lived there. I don't know if there's something we can take action on having a maintainer come through more often, some of the areas that can be maintained, and some patch material put into some of the potholes. I realize that potholes slow people down, which is a good thing, but they're getting to be a very big problem, I think, for everybody along that road. And I believe there is quite a few residences on that road. You'll probably agree to that.
Have you talked to Mr. Kellogg about this?
No, I have not.
Okay. He's the North Shore
Drive. That comes off of 110.
Yeah, 110.
No, off of 77. Come off 77 by Adcan.
South side of town.
Long Mill Lake, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Bowmag 6 or 8 years ago.
Right.
And it's in a little disrepair. But I missed it. You didn't talk to Fred yet? Kellogg or?
No, Fred. No, I have not.
I think he left. But.
I can get a hold of him. Do you guys have him know his number by chance?
632-5006. That's the county shack.
Okay.
402.
All right. That's all I needed, guys. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to address the board? Seeing no one come forward, any mail or emergency business? No? Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn the meeting. Call roll.
McNair?
Yeah.
McGlory?
Yes.
Muskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming.
Sure. Bill wasn't there. I'm hungry.